Welcome to my hometown, our little town on the map and home to the world's largest Jimbui Na. To show you around our beautiful town is our tour guide, Aaron Degler. Aaron has a love for road trips, taking the opportunity to stop along the way in small towns across the U.S., just like our very own Bowie, Texas. Spend a little time with Aaron each week as he takes you around Bowie, sharing the value of the small businesses, the organizations, the history, and of course, the people that make up my hometown. After this podcast is over, make sure you give it a like, a share, and please subscribe and review this podcast. I would now like to introduce to you your tour guide for today in my hometown, Aaron Degler.
Welcome back to my hometown. Thank you for taking a little time to join me today. Please welcome my guest today. She is a career stay-at-home mom who finds ways to keep herself busy. She is and has been a cake decorator, painter, creator, and ran her first home decor business called The Salvage Barn. And to keep her creative side happy, she now owns and operates Collective Home Styles with her partner. Please welcome my guest, creative and talented, Jennifer Kleinhans.
Hi.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining me today.
Thank you.
And we are in your store.
Yes.
Collective Home Style.
Home Style Collective.
Home Style Collective, sorry. So I said Collective Home Style.
Yeah.
It's Home Style.
You do, redo.
Home Style Collective. No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Home Style Collective. So we have a great set that we get to sit at, and we don't have to do much to it. So, but thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So I kind of sent you some questions and kind of when you came here, how long you've been in Bowie, and long time ago in first grade you came.
I did.
And graduated from Mighty BHS.
Yes.
And so what did you do after high school?
After high school, I had a baby. I took some time off from school. I stayed home, got a little bored, found ways to make money from home. That's how I started cakes.
Did you always make cake? I mean, did you like making cakes before you started making cakes? Or
well, my friend kind of threw me into it because she knew I was capable of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she challenged me a little bit, and I found out that I was pretty good at it. My family, I'm the third generation cake decorator.
Oh.
So I do have a history of it.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother started it. Before that, somebody taught her, and my aunt taught me, and it just trickled down. So mm-hmm. I've had recipes in my hand, and she taught me how to decorate everything. So
then you have two boys.
I do.
So who are you teaching that tradition to?
My little one will probably be the one to take over that,
mm-hmm.
if there's a chance.
And so. And how long did you decorate cakes?
I did that for about, 6-7 years,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
So did it start out kind of small, and then
yes, for a friend, grew? For that friend, and then it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Then the whole town wanted in on it, and then I got a little above my head and overwhelmed, and then it wasn't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because people wanted
saying, yes.
That's right. It did bring an extra income. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It allowed me to be creative in a way that I didn't even know was possible. So that was fun until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So then did you just say, was it hard to stop when people know of you that you make cakes and you're creative? And then what do you do with that creative energy?
Yeah. It was hard to stop. Just because I love our community and the people I became friends with, my customers, and it was hard to tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to. For me,
mm-hmm.
I totaled my kitchen. My poor husband. I totaled it. But yeah, that was.
So when you got doing the pancakes, did you have to redo your kitchen and all that, or did you just keep?
Nope, left it.
And just did.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
you could.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
So you moved from cakes into.
Into, You actually convinced me to do personal training. Do you remember that?
I remember
when
that.
I was filling out your questionnaire, I'm like, I forgot to put down a career, but it was more hobby, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I tried that and I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't work with my schedule with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that more as a hobby. That didn't go unwasted at all. I used that for my own personal, mm-hmm. which was fun.
So it was a good.
Yes.
It's a good thing to do because it's still very useful.
Very. Yes.
Because you're still active. You still work out. You still.
Yes. I still use those tools that I've learned in school, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I dabbled in that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nutrition part of it, which led me. I forgot to put this on the thing. I found an amazing gluten-free bakery is where I went next. So I used my nutrition background that I learned from the Cooper Institute. And then I worked at an allergy-free bakery using my cake decorating skills.
So you worked there?
Yes. I forgot to put that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That was my most favorite job ever.
Mm-hmm. Where was the bakery at?
It was in Alvord.
Uh-huh.
I got to make cakes. So I thought I was done. I was done making cakes.
What was the name of that place? Do you remember?
No Regrets Bakery.
No Regrets.
Yeah, we helped a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. I thought I was done with cakes. I hated it. But turns out I just needed a pause for a second. And these people reached out to me, the owners of the bakery reached out to me because they'd saw, I don't even remember how they learned about me. No, I found them, actually. I found them.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through, I have food allergies and I was going through a hard time with that. And I was learning how to cook in the kitchen myself, healthy, That just became another passion of mine is the healthy thing, that whole train. And knowing that I can cook and I am able to create recipes from scratch using healthy things, but not making them taste very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working at this allergy-free bakery and using my cake decorating skills, and kids who have never got to have a birthday cake because they're allergic got to eat in it. Made my heart so happy.
Uh-huh.
So I worked there for a couple years, two maybe, until it closed. The owners moved. So I was sad. And then that stopped there. And then.
So you didn't really want to, you think, oh, I can do this back at home again. It wasn't that.
No. Then it stopped.
Uh-huh.
I was just
like, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was a great time in my life. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So because that's a big thing for kids and people who have allergies to have food that actually tastes good.
Yes.
So do you ever like want to help people and go, oh, I wish I could make that. Or wish I was in business.
Yeah. I've done that
Is
before.
That a hard thing?
I did that. I helped a little boy get better.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I forgot how much I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work cooking for the public. It's a lot of work.
So just so everybody knows, you're not doing that currently, so they can't ask you to do it because you
won't
do it. Yes,
I'm retired. Don't ask me. I only bake for my kids once a year birthdays, and I even complain about doing that. But I am coming out of retirement in a couple weeks to make my nephew's first birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't say no.
So you don't even make very many cakes except for the kids every now and then.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. It's just kind of sad, really, because I did enjoy it. Without the pressure.
Right. It's just fun to make your kids happy and and make them whatever they want because your cakes are great tasting. They're elaborate.
Yes.
They're,
I let them choose whatever you want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
This is your once a year party. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they get extravagant. But I keep my promise.
Uh-huh. And you do it.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then after that, what
Yes.
Did,
then after that,
And you're also creative in drawing.
Yes.
Art,
yes.
Because you make cards, you make
I do.
Neat
I've doodled
things.
My whole life, and never in a million years would I have thought that I'd get paid for it, which is crazy. It's crazy.
So do you sell cards like that
I do.
Here in the store?
I do. So all the cards that I sell are my watercolors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing after I did after baking, I have a lot of career paths. People think I'm crazy, but I just get bored. Don't you get bored? But,
yes.
Yeah.
But I think, but those career paths lead into other things.
They do. And I didn't even know that one led to another. Mm-hmm. This background helped me in this one. And it's, life is funny because I would have never thought I'd be here, first of all. But yes, I did use my drawing to paint. Mm-hmm. I made signs there a couple years. Yeah, the farmhouse thing. I kind of profited off that little trend for a hot minute.
And making signs?
Yes, making signs. Custom signs, the wooden ones that you paint and you frame and the with the whole, you know.
All the sayings and
gather,
things on them.
Yes. Friends, welcome, you know, that whole crap that you can buy from Hobby Lobby now.
Yes. But then you couldn't.
But then you couldn't. Mm-hmm. And so people would come to me and I'd make them homemade and I loved it and they cherished it and yada, yada. And it was a lot of work. So much. But that was fun. Mm-hmm. I started it for myself, really, because I wanted to paint my own sign for a particular spot that nothing else would fit. And so I had to make it myself. And I'm like, hey, I'm kind of good at this.
And then people get, because we do live in a small town.
That's right.
And they get wind of it.
That's right.
Well, can you do that for me?
That's
well,
right.
Well, who did that for you?
That's right.
Well, Jennifer did. And then you
so
find
when
yourself.
Something's hot, then everybody wants it, which is great. Love it. So I did pretty good on that. And then I blew out my shoulder from painting. From painting. And so then I stopped, forced me to stop, which I was kind of glad because by then that market kind of got saturated. Everybody was doing it. And everybody was using the, I'm not going to be ugly, but I'm tacky. But anyway, I made mine homemade and everybody was using a machine to do it.
But you actually painted. Yours were actually
freehand.
Yes.
And so now people have found ways to do it faster and cheaper. And I stopped and I let them take over. And it was a great stopping point. It was. But how I displayed my signs, how I would post them for sale is what sparked my interest of decorating, which is wild. I would have a sign for sale, post it on my Facebook, and arrange it in a way that would look cute. And then people liked it, and they wanted to buy my sign, but they also wanted to buy everything else in the picture that wasn't for sale. I'm like, you
that
guys,
was your stuff.
That yes, that was my house. This is my, these are my treasures. They are not for sale, but I think we're on to something. And so that's what I did next. I started selling stuff that I loved, me personally, that I thought everybody else would love. And it took off from there.
And that was the Salvage Barn.
That's right.
So, yes. So where did you come up with the name, the Salvage Barn?
Salvage meaning crap that I find sometimes on the road, sometimes in a barn.
And so would you sell that stuff if you found it on the road and people would?
Yep. Sometimes they didn't know it came from the side of the road.
And you're not going to tell them?
I would zhuzh it up a little bit. Sometimes I keep it, like paint it, you know, slap some paint on it. It looks pretty. But the really cool stuff I find on the side of the road, I don't sell. It's mine. But anyway, yeah.
You keep that.
Yeah. In the barn, salvage barn. So salvage junk. The barn, I had envisioned that I would have a store in a barn. That was my vision. I even painted it, manifested it. I don't have a barn yet. Maybe one day. But that was that.
So do you still have that idea?
I do.
In the back of your mind?
I do. Maybe one day. The name will be different, of course. But I... Yeah. Yeah. I hop from job to job, obviously. But I think this one might stick.
You hop to job, but it's using the same creativity and talents that you were given.
Yes.
So you're using the same gifts every time you are given. You're using those in different areas.
Yes.
So for me, I look at that as you may have had different things you've done, but it's still a career. It's a career and talent in your creativity that you've used. Whether it's a painter who paints and then they go to sculptures, they're still an artist.
Yes.
Just in a different way.
Okay.
And that's the same.
Yes.
You know,
there is one common denominator between all of that, and it's I don't want to work for anybody else but myself. And it took me a while to figure that out. But that's it.
So have you worked for other people?
Very seldom. Mm-hmm. Like the No Regrets Bakery. Mm-hmm. I had two bosses, mm-hmm. but I was the head cake decorator. Mm. So I still had reins of things that I wanted to do myself. You know, I was still in control of something.
So what is it about that you don't want to work for somebody else? What is that thing that keeps making you want to be an entrepreneur in different arenas?
The freedom. The freedom to close if I need to. The freedom to take off for my kids' games. Mm-hmm. It's not the money. It's never the money, because owning your own business is not, we don't get rich, do mm-hmm. we?
We don't get rich.
It is the freedom, mm-hmm. hands down, 100%. Like tomorrow, I need to be open on a Saturday, but my son has a basketball tournament. So I'm fortunate enough that I can make the decision mm-hmm. if I want to. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's with entrepreneurship, there's also sacrifices that go along
for sure.
For that freedom.
Yes.
It's the stresses. It's the, is this going to work? What if I get this and it doesn't sell?
Yeah.
So there's all those things that go along with it.
Yes. It takes courage for sure.
And so how did the store come to be? Did you just move right into the Salvage Barn to Homestyle Collective?
Nope. I was pretty happy with the Salvage Barn. I was doing it from my home, mm-hmm. which meant no overhead. Mm-hmm. Everything was profit. It was perfect. I actually set up a little store in my son's room. So he didn't have a room for a solid 2 years, I think.
Like a store as in people could come in?
That's right. My husband allowed me to do that. Now, he knew my dream for the Salvage Barn. Mm-hmm. He knew. But he wanted to try this first. I'm like, okay. So he let me do it for my home, which is crazy because people would come into my house. Uh-huh. Thinking about that now, that's so silly. But it works.
So there's this thing that, like, for him, it's like, let's see how long this lasts.
Kind of, maybe, yeah. maybe because I am hoptity-hoptity mm-hmm. from different. He's like, I'm not going to invest this much into your whatever. Uh-huh. Anyway, but it doesn't matter because it worked for mm-hmm. some reason. I would post things for sale. I would post hours like, hey, I'm at home. You can come shop if you want to. Mm-hmm. And people would come in my house and shop, which is bizarre.
In your son's room.
And then my son was ready for his room back. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, Ty. We have a shipping container outside of my house. Mm-hmm. And so I moved all my stuff there. And people would come and shop from that little warehouse, uh-huh. which was fun. Yeah, it worked. It worked mm-hmm. for a long time. And then my business partner, Chrissy, mm-hmm. she caught wind. We found each other through Victory Christian Academy. Our kids went to school together. Mm-hmm. I knew she was a designer and a contractor. We crossed paths that way. She reached out to me. She had a project she was trying to finish. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to come help me decorate? Because that's my specialty. The things, the little cutesy things. Uh-huh. She's building and she does home furnishings. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do all this little trinkets and things. Well, I do. So she
because
called me.
It's in the little stuff that really matters.
Yeah, the details.
Yes.
Yes.
That you may put there and it, just like you're trying to sell a picture,
yeah.
a painting,
yeah.
a sign, and they see the details. And
exactly.
that's what sells the sign.
Yes, it's the styling. Mm-hmm. And it's so important in finishing your house and making it. It's our favorite thing. So mm-hmm. She called me because she needed help finishing that project. And we haven't stopped working together since. And that's been 2019. And then we opened this together. Mm-hmm. I stopped the Salvage Barn. And then we had a bigger dream together. And this is how Homestyle Collective was
so
born.
You opened Homestyle Collective in 2021?
Yes.
2021.
Yes. So from 2019, 2020, we worked at her store mm-hmm. in Decatur. She owns a floor store, Classic Floor. Mm-hmm. And so we worked from there. And
worked from there. Then it was just going out and decorating homes.
Yes. Yes. So we worked out of her office. Mm-hmm. And we saved our money for a whole year. And we had enough to do this.
To open a storefront.
Yeah. Yep. Which is, and buy all the inventory for it. Mm-hmm. Debt free, which is,
that's,
we're proud
yes.
of an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Because for a small business to be debt-free is huge.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's tough when you're first starting a business, opening up.
Yes. So it was a big investment. All of our money is, you're sitting on it. So, yes, we're proud of the hard work that we did and what our town allowed us to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
again, it goes back to the sacrifice.
Yes.
Of what the freedom you have now, you had to sacrifice that money and time then to be able to pay and start a business debt free.
Yes. Yes.
And look in, and I think that's important to know what you want out of your future, mm-hmm. and be willing to forgo some of the things you want now for the future rewards.
Yep.
Because I think so often we want the rewards now.
Yes.
And then we're upset when we don't have rewards later.
Yes, but I did treat myself every now and then. I didn't leave empty-handed all mm-hmm. the time. But it never, yes, it paid off for mm-hmm. sure. I still don't have a salary now, so I need y'all to come shop so I can cut myself a check. But again, it still sacrifices mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm. Because the storefront, as you mentioned, is the first part of the business is home decor, decorating.
Uh-huh.
And then the storefront is the secondary.
Yes. So this is a design studio first, meaning Chrissy and I come here to work. I'll show you in the back. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's our whole little work table. We bring our clients here for presentations. This is where we brainstorm. This mm-hmm. is where it happens. And then we're storefront second. So our customers can come in, and if they're interested in our services, be like, hey, come in and see if our style fits yours.
Mm-hmm.
If we're a fit, then cool, let's work together. People can come and buy the things that we use in our photo shoots mm-hmm. and in houses, and we're pretty proud of that, to offer that to Bowie.
So do you use the things you have here to furnish and decorate?
Yes.
The homes.
Yes.
So they can come in and say, "This, I want this and
yep.
this." And,
yep.
And then you go.
Yep. We like to offer a variety of things so that we can shop. It really saved us a step,
mm-hmm.
truthfully, so that we're not out hunting for the furniture for our clients. Instead, we can shop from our own store and our own resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so helpful. And so why not offer that to Bowie also? Everything that we use as interior designers
mm-hmm.
is available to our town. So
they can come in and purchase it mm-hmm. and not even utilize the
design part of
that's
it.
Right. But they can
buy the
and so your design services, you can, we'll go out to a client's home,
uh-huh.
see what they want, they explain what they want.
Yes.
And then you bring them back here.
Yes.
At a certain time and tell them that, you know, this is what we've put together. This yes. is the furniture. This is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
This will look like in your home.
A lot of the times we get our clients because they come into our store. They're just walking along the street, coming out of town. Hey, I like your style. Can you decorate my house? And we're like, well, actually, yes, we do offer that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So that's fun. Yes.
So the style. So the store, there's different couches, different tables. Is it like certain sections or certain styles, or is it all one collective?
It's all style? One. This is all one style. This is, you're walking into Jen and Chrissy threw up all over the place.
Uh-huh.
It is old furniture. It is weird stuff, rusty stuff. It is elevated lighting. It is art.
Mm-hmm.
It is custom upholstery, vintage rugs. We love, that is our taste.
Mm-hmm.
A mixture of old and new. Mostly old.
Then when a client comes in, if they want something different, then you'll do the different things if they so choose.
We don't like to go out of our style, just because we don't feel comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can, and we have. But we are fortunate enough where we can be selective
mm-hmm.
in our clients. And because at the end of the day, our name is on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are pretty lucky that we've had very good responses from this.
Mm-hmm. And I like that because I think sometimes small businesses get in the loop of always trying to please the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to, I mean, we do want to please the customer.
We do.
Happy, but some customers and a business aren't a match.
Correct.
And they're not a fit.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes.
Because you would much rather want a business that is really good at this design
mm-hmm.
and then instead of good at a lot of design.
Yeah.
And so I think customers, you know, sometimes they get bent out of shape. Well, you won't do what I want, but that they're expecting something different of us as business owners. That's not what I do.
That's right. That's right.
And I want to give you what I do because I do it really well.
That's right. Yes, and exactly.
So
yes.
If you like my style, I'll do it really well
for
you.
That's right. That's right.
If there's another style, I don't really know much about it. So that's not really my thing. You should probably go find somebody that does that really good.
Oh, for sure. And then we'll, you know, give them somebody else's contact. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we put our foot down on, and we're not trendy mm-hmm. at all. Like, what you see is what you get. If you like us, cool, hire us. If you don't, then that's okay, too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're not everybody's style, and we get that.
Mm-hmm.
100%. We're never offended.
So. Yeah, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You
it
know,
is okay.
The customer may not be right for the business owner. The business may not be right for the customer.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yep.
And my thing is small businesses, it takes a while to learn that.
Yes.
That we're not always here to please everybody.
Yes.
We just do one thing or a few things really good.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So what challenges have you faced in this business, in the previous businesses? I think some of your challenges that you've probably faced is you get too big. You start out as a hobby and it turns into, I didn't know this was going to turn into this thing.
We're struggling with that right now, actually. Me, for sure,
mm-hmm.
I'm used to working by myself and one client at a time and a fast turnaround, mm-hmm. knocking it out really fast. Mm-hmm. Well, people have got the buzz about us,
mm-hmm.
and that's awesome. And we have a lot on our plate, and it's taken longer than I'd like to sometimes.
To get the whole process from start to finish done.
Yes. And with contracting too, I mean, it's not all in my hands
mm-hmm.
also. And so 2020 hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting furniture in stock, getting contractors to show up,
mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of delays, things like that. But mm-hmm. Something that we're working with and trying to be better about that.
Now, do you see your business expanding further than the two of you, like additional staff members, team members?
Gosh, things I as hope you grow? So. I hope that we can hire an employee so that mm-hmm. I can be open all the time, because I'm not, and a lot of people walk away because I'm not open every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we're a design studio first, storefront mm-hmm. second. So if we have to go to our client's house, or we have to go select countertops with our client, or we're at a consultation,
mm-hmm.
We have to close.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bummer.
And you know, I think we'd ask customers to be patient because we are in a small town.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of our small businesses are, the owners is the owner, the janitor, the marketer, it's everything.
The content creator, the cleaner, all of it.
Yes. So if they're gone,
yes,
cut them a little slack because it's not just they're goofing off.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, the response has been okay. Once mm-hmm. I explain that, people bust my chops and they come in. They're like, well, I tried to come in the other day and you weren't here. But I'm like, listen, and I explain. And they're like, okay, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, when Chrissy and I decided to open this place, we both agreed. Family comes first.
Mm-hmm.
If a kid has something, hands down.
They know that they've been good about.
They understand, mm-hmm. which has been great. Again, from a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I think our community, I mean, they're cool with it. And they're even like, yeah, good for you. Mm-hmm. You know, family does come first. Mm-hmm. And taking people's money doesn't trump missing my kid's basketball game ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever, ever. So luckily, I'm fortunate enough that I get to do that. My husband helps too, mm-hmm. obviously.
And I think small businesses, it takes a team.
Yes.
It takes more than just the person running. It takes family members. It takes
spouses. Yes, for Chrissy and I both. I mean, Brady is my delivery guy sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. And I mean, it's all hands on deck when it's a family-owned business, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not do it alone. We couldn't.
And I like that you say that family comes first,
uh-huh.
because it does get challenging, because the small business is your baby.
Yes.
It is the thing that you've dreamed of.
Yes.
You work for, and it's hard sometimes.
Yes. Especially from being a stay-at-home mom mm-hmm. for my whole life and working from home. This is just an extension of my home,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I close every day when it's time to pick up my kids from school, mm-hmm. and then I'm done. Now, luckily, people will reach out to me. They feel they feel confident enough to reach out to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, can I come after hours? And I'm like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of about appointment open only too. So
after,
yeah.
And you work with them and
yeah.
If it yep. fits my schedule,
yes,
I'll be.
I will always come up here for you guys. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So has that been maybe one of the bigger challenges having a storefront is because you are one street over?
Yes, from the main street.
Yes,
we get missed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally think that this is one of the best streets
For parking.
For parking, I think it's just a great street.
Yeah.
It's brick. It's, as I talked to Derby and Renee, that this was Smoky Row.
It's so cool. Did you hear the story of mine and Renee's building?
No.
You did it?
Huh.
So
Renee's building is right next door to you. So
yes.
Y'all are,
and it used to be one building.
Uh-huh.
And then a wall was divided in between us to make mm-hmm. two leases, of course. But it used to be a brothel.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
I like to tell everybody that. I know. No, no, no.
And I think it's because, as I told them, this is the wild side of town.
Yes.
So I think because it was Smoky Row, and if yes. this was a brothel.
Yes, you come here to get into trouble.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I think, except for maybe the corner there with Terry Gunner, it is all women-owned businesses on the street.
Get out.
There's Addie down there. There's Brandy. There's
yes.
Renee, Derby,
yes.
Julie, James
yes.
Scruggs.
Cool.
But, and then the pool place over there. But I think it's all,
yeah.
except for Terry on the corner and James. But
yes. And then the quilt shop across the street
yes.
is a lady also. Cool.
Yes.
Go us.
So,
I
yeah.
didn't know that.
So Smoky Row is the place. It's
yeah.
It really is. There's a lot more businesses on this side
yes.
than there is on one street over.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always encouraging people. New business owners to come because it's so cute and there's so much potential and I
mm-hmm.
love it so much.
So how do you, with this being less noticed, how do you overcome that? What do you do to try to drive traffic in?
I try to make my outside pretty.
Uh-huh.
That's attractive. Posting on Facebook. Chrissy and I are horrible at social media, but we do our best.
Mm-hmm.
My little chalkboard sign out there. People
mm-hmm.
always know that Jen's here if my chalkboard's outside. So they won't waste a trip.
That's the way they know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's it. That's it.
And so. that's, yeah, I would agree. That is a challenge just because of the way our downtown is set up.
Yeah.
One street over, it's traffic, traffic, traffic.
I mean, we've been here since last December.
Mm-hmm.
So over a year. And I have people coming every day that live here that don't even know I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. So I've got to do better about figuring out a way that people can see me.
Well, I've been at the old bowling alley for 12 years, and some people still don't know I'm there. So.
Wow.
So that's okay. So
people just have
so
the
I'm
tunnel
the same,
vision, and they
yeah.
drive to work the same way every
mm-hmm.
day, and they don't stray from it. And I get it. It's
yeah.
cool. But once they find me, I'm so glad that they do. And then.
So do you do sip and stroll? When
yes.
they have sip and stroll. And
yes. I do like that a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do sip and stroll?
I don't because nobody comes to
yeah.
that end of town. That's a long walk.
The wine, like wine in the gym just sounds hand in hand to me.
It sounds pretty good. We thought about having a margarita machine just at the.
Yes.
Yeah, you can have it all the time. It's
yes.
free.
Yes.
Yeah, to increase business. But we don't get, nobody wants to walk that far.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
But with sip and strolls, what, about every 3 or 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pretty good turnout and people that come in
yes.
that haven't noticed you before?
Yes.
There's sip and stroll?
Yes, it's beneficial for sure.
What is it about our community that makes you call it my hometown?
They're loyal. Through every hobby, career, thing that I've ever done in this town, they have followed me everywhere I go. And I am so thankful. It gives me goosebumps, really, because
mm-hmm.
I have people that have followed me since day one who used to shop in my home, who I made their kid's first birthday cake. And they always seem to want to know what Jen's up to.
Mm-hmm.
And it tickles me because, I don't know, they're just my people.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell. Yep.
And you know, when you said that about making their first birthday cakes, it's, you've built those relationships.
Yes.
Year after year after year through those different things. You were there
yes.
for cakes. You were there for signs. You were there for
yeah.
their home decor. You were there for all those things. Yeah. And so they have that trust in you.
Maybe.
Because I think, you know, we want our customers to know, love, and trust us.
That's true.
You know, that's our goal as business owners, I think, is that what can we do to make them, and that's the purpose of the show, is so they get to know you better.
Yeah.
Know your story of everything you've done that has brought you to this point. It's not by accident you're here.
Yeah.
It's through all those things that worked, mm-hmm. got too big. I don't want to do that. So let me, and it keeps your creative energy, keeps having to get out somewhere.
Yeah.
So it causes you to find new adventures.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
do.
Good job, Aaron.
And new people to brighten their life.
Yeah.
Whether it's with your cakes, whether it's with your home decor, whether it's with your signs.
Okay. Don't make me cry.
I think you downplay a little bit too much your job hopping, but you've made an impact on people's lives in so many different ways. Oh. And I think that's special. And you'll continue to do it through the decorating, through the planning, through the selling, and they'll have gatherings in their home and people will appreciate what they have because of you.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
So I think that's special. And I hope people see that's your heart.
Oh, it is for sure. 100%.
Is to, in any way, uh-huh. however, all the years, is to make people happy. Cause all your things you've done have made people smile.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You put things in a different perspective. That's cool. Good for you.
So, well,
good job.
I just want people to know, your heart and what you have to offer.
Yeah.
That when you come in and you look around, you get more than just the furniture that's here.
I'm so passionate about it because everything has a story
mm-hmm.
also, and everything has been hand selected, and everything in this store is something that I would put in my own home.
Mm-hmm.
And I joke because when somebody buys something, it's almost, I have to kiss it goodbye because I loved it that much to buy it and keep mm-hmm. it here. And then watching it go away, it's like my child. And it makes me sad because I connected to every little thing in here. And that sounds silly, but I'm very passionate about mm-hmm. it for sure.
Yeah, well, I would think so. I would think if a chair sells or a couch sells, yeah. you go, oh, I'm going to miss that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you did pick it out because it is yes. something that I'm sure your house probably looks similar to.
Yeah.
This,
yeah, it's right? the style for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of times when I find really cool stuff, y'all don't see it because I keep it for myself mm-hmm. or I'll hide it in the back just so that I can enjoy it for a little longer because I'm mm-hmm. not ready for it to sell yet. So there is a back room, you guys. There's a secret back room, I guess, if y'all want to take a peeksie at my treasures.
I was going to say, how did they get to the back room? That's the good stuff.
I do offer that. Yeah.
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 So how do they connect with you? How do they connect with...
In finding me?
Yes. In Collective Home Style and services?
Well, we have a website, homestylecollective.com. We have our on Instagram, Home Style Collective, and Facebook also.
It's Home Style Collective.
Home Style Collective.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. And I think it's important, small businesses, this is a small business tip. Be congruent on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your name is, it goes on Instagram, it goes on Facebook, goes on your website. It's
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah.
So it makes it easy to find you.
Yeah.
So, and they can always come to your store, which is on
Smythe Street. Yes.
Smoky Row, the wild side of town, whatever you want to call it. But
yeehaw. It gets Western over here.
Yeah.
For sure.
And if the sign's out.
I'm here.
Jen's here. And open for business.
That's
and if
right.
not, it's okay. She'll be back.
Yes. And I usually leave a note on the door. And if I'm closed, I will put that on my stories on mm-hmm. Facebook and Instagram because I don't want people to drive out of town and come here and waste a trip that I'm closed. That's kind of frustrating. So mm-hmm. I do tell people my store hours for the day, mm-hmm. but it's daily. It changes daily because I never know. So
because you're either because
we're still working
or
yes,
you have a family thing.
That's right.
Kiddos. It's and
that's right.
That's the way it goes.
Yep.
So if you want to do business, that's the way we do business.
That's right.
So
that's right. Catch us if you can.
And I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Because that does help give you freedom.
Yes.
Instead of tying you down to your business. And it does help with being able to enjoy your
yeah,
business.
I'm not a slave to work. Mm-hmm. I don't thrive that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we come and we go as we please. Thank goodness it mm-hmm. works for us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's important.
Yes.
So, well, thank you.
Thank
Jen,
you.
For spending a little time with me and allowing us to sit in your store and yeah. visit and encourage people to come shop with you, come mm-hmm. see what decorations they
yes,
need.
Yes, please.
How
yep.
they can,
yep.
How can they make their home a little bit happier?
Yes.
A little bit brighter with
yes.
your services. So thank you for
yeah.
spending some time with me
thank
today.
Thank you. It was fun.
You're welcome. So thank you for each of you for stopping by and visiting with us. We're looking forward to seeing you around my hometown.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to connect with Aaron, you can do so by going to aarondegler.com or find him on social media as Aaron Degler on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Once again, we greatly appreciate you tuning in. If you have enjoyed this show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you get your podcast. We greatly appreciate that effort, and we will see you around in my hometown. Memories.